American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The Philadelphia District Attorney is suing Elon Musk to stop his PAC from giving away millions of dollars. Brian Yenis has more from Philadelphia.
For the last 2 weeks, Musk and his political action group America PAC have been handing out $1 million a day to one randomly selected registered voter who signs a pledge to support the First and Second Amendments. On Monday, Philadelphia's liberal district attorney Larry Krasner filed a lawsuit claiming the sweepstakes is running an illegal lottery violating Pennsylvania's consumer protections. The suit reading in part, quote, America PAC and Musk must be stopped immediately. Their lottery scheme and unfair and deceptive conduct will irreparably harm Philadelphians and others in Pennsylvania, as well as tarnish the public's right to a free and fair election.
President Biden facing backlash for this comment about people who support Donald Trump.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that could hurt Kamala Harris with less than a week before the election.
She's trying to say, if you don't vote for me, I reach out my hand, I want to work with everyone. And she's trying to do that message. And so as she's doing that, here comes old Joe blundering into the scene, now saying that all the Trump supporters are garbage, totally undercutting her at that key moment in the race.
House Speaker Mike Johnson laying out the House GOP's plan for the upcoming year if they retain control after this election cycle.
We'll address the top issues the American people care about. We'll secure the border on day one with a President Trump executive order and then legislation to follow. And we will turn immediately to the economy. We can turn the engines of the free market back on. We know how to do it.
A college student from China voted in Ann Arbor, Michigan, despite not being a U.S. citizen. Alexis McAdams explains from Detroit.
This student at the University of Michigan, who is a Chinese student who's not a U.S. citizen, was able to somehow use his University of Michigan student ID card, okay, to register to vote. And at this point, we think his vote still might count, though, in Michigan. This happened on Sunday. And according to the Michigan Secretary of State's office, this Chinese student cast his ballot at a campus polling location in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They haven't released his name, but say he is facing serious criminal charges, including perjury, because he lied about being a citizen. But his vote was already tabulated. So at this point, we're trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen because it's already in the system.
An education policy analyst thinks the situation involving Kansas and Nebraska is all the more reason why Christians need to vote. Chris Woodward explains.
There are races for the local school board in those states, but also the State Board of Education is an elected office in those two states. And talking about this on Washington Watch, Meg Kilgannon of Family Research Council said,
one of the reasons that this is important at the state level is because of issues like social-emotional learning, and what is your sex education curriculum? What are your standards of education regarding social studies and English language?
All of those kinds of policies are set at the state level. And if you ask Kilgannon, who is making those policies is very important.
Do they share your worldview? Are they Christians? Are they conservatives? Do they believe that parents are the fundamentally first educators of children? These are things that you want to find out. And that there are so many important issues facing our kids today. And these folks on these boards have a really meaningful impact in people's lives.
I'm Chris Woodward.
And finally, another report suggests employers are reluctant to cut staff.
New claims for unemployment benefits declined last week, down 12,000 to 216,000. Economists were expecting a slight increase. It's the third weekly decline in the number of claims, which are now at the lowest level since May. Also, the number of people remaining on unemployment also fell by 26,000 to 1.86 million. Claims jumped to 260,000 in early October, reflecting disruptions caused by Hurricane Helene, but are now at levels that indicate the job market is holding up. Janique Hosola, Fox News.
More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.